This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Colorado Democrats are gathering in Pueblo today to nominate candidates for the 2026 ballot. The state assembly marks a key point in the election year that helps narrow down the list of candidates. CPR's Benta Berkland.
It's a high-stakes election year. Every statewide seat is open, and key congressional races are on the line, such as the 8th Congressional District north of Denver. It's a toss-up seat that's expected to be one of the most competitive races in the country. Many Democratic hopefuls will address crowds of stalwart party members to get 30% of the votes, which ensures their name makes it on the ballot. But some candidates are skipping the assembly altogether and gathering signatures to petition on the ballot. Democrats have not held an in-person state assembly since the pandemic. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
More ski resorts have announced early closures. Aspen Highlands and Beaver Creek will close tomorrow. Winter Park's Mary Jane section's closing today, CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
These early closure announcements follow Buttermilk's sudden closing this week, more than a week early. March and April are typically some of the snowiest months of the year in Colorado. But by the end of this weekend, more than a third of the state's resorts will be closed. Other ski areas set to end their seasons include Purgatory and Monarch. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
And you are listening to CPR News and KRCC. It's 9:06.